are Karen and Kids, and we are the children of God.
Great is the love the Father has given us,
that we should be called the children of God.
And that is what we are.
We lift our voice and sing praises to the King.
So join us as we learn about God
and as we sing and celebrate.
Hallelujah.
We are the children of God.
Welcome to Karen and Kids.
I'm Karen.
I'm Bryson.
Hi, I'm Alexa.
Hey, I'm Becca.
Hi, I'm Jamie.
Hi, I'm Carolyn. This time of year, you can see beauty all around us.
The ground has been frozen, and slowly it is warmed by the sun.
Plants start growing,
and leaves on trees start growing.
You can hear the birds singing.
Flowers grow.
It's springtime.
This is my Father's world.
Springtime is a really beautiful time of year, isn't it?
Yeah.
Especially here in Maryland, we get four seasons and we have big changes in the spring. What do you guys like to do in the springtime?
I like to plant flowers with my mom.
I like to play sports.
I like to go to my Aunt Sharon's and watch the flowers.
I like to sit on my swing and just like look at like all the green and stuff.
It's such a beautiful time of year when everything is coming to life again, and we have something in our life. We're new creations and we have new life because of who?
Jesus.
That's right.
I got something to share with you about a gift that's true. It's there.
Thank you. 24 says, "The earth is the Lord's and everything in it, the world and all who live in it.
For he founded it upon the seas and established it upon the waters."
Who may ascend the hill of the Lord?
He who has clean hands and a pure heart.
Who does not lift up his soul to an idol,
or swear by what is false.
He will receive a blessing from the Lord,
and vindication from God his Savior.
Such is the generation of those who seek him.
Who seek your face, O God of Jacob.
In order for us to understand the scripture, we need to go back to the garden with Adam and Eve.
God intended for Adam and Eve to live forever in the beautiful world he had created for them.
Life would be perfect.
But when they ate the forbidden fruit, they disobeyed God and sin was brought into the world.
The perfect world was changed to a world with pain and sorrow and death.
We are living in that world now.
Our sin separates us from God.
We are not worthy to ascend the hill of the Lord or be with him in his holy place.
But God didn't leave us lost in our sin.
He sent Jesus.
He is the blessing the psalm talked about.
He is our Savior.
He died on the cross so that our sins would be forgiven.
To make us acceptable to God.
After he died, they put him in a cold tomb.
But Jesus didn't stay there.
When the people went to the tomb was empty.
He arose from the dead.
In God's mighty power, he conquered death for all to see.
We believe in Jesus.
We will live with him forever in heaven.
Go and tell all people on this glorious day, Jesus Christ is risen. Rejoice and say, the empty tomb tells a story. He died for us and rose in glory. Jesus lives to forgive. Hallelujah to our King. Go and tell all people Jesus Christ is Lord, Son of God, King of kings, to reign forevermore. The empty tomb tells a story. He died for us and rose in glory. Jesus lives to forgive. Hallelujah to our King. Sing hallelujah,
empty. Jesus conquered death. He arose to heaven. He is the King of glory.
Open up, ancient gates.
Open up, ancient doors.
And let the King of glory enter.
Who is the King of glory?
The Lord, strong and mighty.
The Lord, invincible in battle.
Open up, ancient gates.
Open up, ancient doors.
And let the King of glory enter.
Who is the King of glory?
The Lord Almighty.
He is the King of glory.
Let's pray. Dear Father, when we look around and see the beauty of the earth this time of year, we can see how much you love us. You didn't leave us lost and alone in our sin. Our sins are forgiven because Jesus died for us. We are acceptable to you because Jesus died for us. We can climb your holy hill and stand with you in heaven because Jesus died for us. Thank you, Father, for the gift of new life. Jesus lives, and we will too. He is our King of glory, now and forevermore. In his holy name we pray.
Amen.
In the book of John, chapter 14, the disciple Thomas said to Jesus,
Lord, we don't know where you are going, so how can we know the way?
Jesus answered, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me.
Is a time when we celebrate new life. But remember, Jesus gives new life to all who believe.
Celebrate Easter every day. See you next time.
May the Lord bless you and keep you until we meet again.
Karen and Kids is recorded at the Purple Dog Studio by Tony Corelli. And our music is produced by John Grant at Secret Sound Studio, Baltimore, Maryland.